YouTube, and we're on Facebook Live. So if you have a question, post it in any of those places. If you're listening on CastBox, CastBox is a radio type of app. You can post your question in the chat box on CastBox. If you'd like to talk to me on CastBox, hit the phone and will come through to me and I'll be able to answer and speak with you. If you'd like to talk with me, if you have a question that you'd like me to call you back, simply text your name to 502-599-9722. 502-599-9722, and I will dial you up and we can have a conversation about whatever it may be you want to discuss. Quite often I like doing that because we have a tendency to go a little deeper when we're talking as opposed to me just answering the question that I'm reading that someone posts. I may not go as deep into the answer as you may like me to go or you may like to discuss. So again, post your questions or your phone number, and I'd be happy to get to you. I do have a couple of questions, though. We just received one this morning talking about do we have a machine that operates in 220 for international use? And our analog machines, which would be the Pulse Pro, the Soul, or the MagnaWave Max, would require a transformer to use outside of the country. The digital devices, that would be the Semi 3, the Semi 5, the Vesta Duo, or the Maya, are what we call smart machines. You plug them into the power source and they'll recognize that they're 220 devices or 110 devices like we use in the United States. They're smart, they recognize that, and that's how they operate. So yes, we have machines that are equipped to operate on 220, and others require transformers to be used in that fashion. Hazel's with us on CastBox. Good morning, Hazel. Let's see, folks are with us on, let me go over here to the Restream here and take a look and see if we have any questions there. Good morning to everyone. Felicia's with us. Hazel's with us. Kate Myers is with us. And Tim is with us this morning. So glad you're here. If you have any questions, just put them in the chat box. Seth asks, do we have any latex tape to patch the coils? Well, Seth, what you want to do is call the office, talk to Lee. We do have latex tape available to help you mend breaks or issues with the coils themselves, where you may have some separation. So simply call the office and ask for Lee. 502-742-7868. Good morning, Maureen. Good morning, Janet. Thank you for joining us this morning. Question, to work on a horse that's had its hocks injected. Well, for years, and when I was out treating and they were using hyaluronic acid injections, to treat the hocks, typically they're injecting into the bursa and you're safe to treat. Over the years, a lot of people feel like if they inject an area of the horse, they like to give it 24 hours or so for everything to set in and start doing its work. That's not a bad protocol to take a look at, to have a look. So if a horse has been injected, it might be best to wait 24 hours, or it's certainly okay to wait 24 hours before you go ahead and begin your treatment regimens. Has anyone had any success treating equine founder? Well, there's been a lot of folks have success. In fact, one of the first things that I was approached by years ago, back in 2003, was a world champion horse from the World Champion Horse Show that's going on now here in Louisville, Kentucky, that won the five-gated world championship and foundered almost the next day. And we began treating the horse with the PEMF therapy, and in a matter of days, the horse was responding to the treatments, able to stand up and begin to carry itself. It was a serious enough situation that it was not able to return to competition, but the horse was capable of being living a normal life and being used for stud, and so it was a good end to that situation. But typically, when you're dealing with founder situations, circulation is important, blood oxygenation is important, so it's a viable course to help those things occur within the animal on dealing with founder types of situations. Let's see here if we have another question. Good morning, Nancy. Thanks for being with us. Person's got a torn muscle for a week. We'll start using MagnaWave on it. Agitated a little bit before it starts getting better. 10 minutes on a comfortable setting. That's appropriate. If I was treating a torn muscle, I might go 10, 15, 20 minutes on that area. And my setting would be what is what I consider very comfortable, as they've pointed out here. You don't want to have, you don't want to irritate an area. You want to approach it comfortably. And so the energy is well absorbed and can have an opportunity to do its job sufficiently. Let me have a look here and see if there's any other questions that have come up. Take a quick look over here on CastBox. Nope, there's folks with us, but no questions there. Cancer. Has anyone ever gotten a doctor's approval to treat someone with cancer while they're going through chemotherapy? Well, typically, if situation is like that with folks that are using chemo, quite often when they're in chemotherapy, they don't feel well. They have a tendency to get sick, nauseated, that whole type of situation. We don't want to do anything to enhance that, to make someone not feel better or to make them feel worse if they're already feeling worse. So normally the routine would be to wait until chemotherapy is completed and then wait 24 hours and then go to treat once it's pretty well moved throughout the system. Now, in other countries and even in the United States, there have been people that have talked to their doctors, and that's the thing to do. If you want to help someone's blood flow and blood oxygenation and they're dealing with that type of situation or any type of situation, talk to their doctor so they can understand what's going to happen. They can give you advice on how to do it, when to do it, in order to have the best results with the conditions that you might be dealing with or helping someone deal with the relief of pain and improved well-being. So in some places, yes, they treat during chemotherapy. Yes, doctors in the United States have understood that, grasped that, and allowed this blood flow and blood oxygenation be of benefit to their clients. But it's always good to check with the doctor so you understand what the condition is with the person that you're hoping to help feel better. There may be some testimonials on that. If you have some experience with that and you want to discuss it, please give me a call and we'd be happy to have that conversation with you. Let me see if there's anyone.
PLR's cancer?
PLR.
We have that.
Yes, Pilar Davila is a woman who does counseling on people who have cancer. She used PEMF on her ovarian cancer very successfully. She's been several years now cancer-free, and she attributes a lot of that to certainly her nutrition program that she used and the PEMF therapy that she used continually throughout that process. And Pilar Davila, you can search Pilar, and we also have her information on the website that you can have a look at and see what she has done. Another one is Stephanie. I can't think of Stephanie's last name, in Detroit, in the Detroit area, who has a clinic, and she deals with people, helping them through that process as well. And she also uses nutrition-based information as well as PEMF in her practice. Hope for Cancer in Tijuana, Dr. Tony Jimenez uses PEMF therapy. Every client, every patient that he deals with in their clinic, Hope for Cancer, is treated and uses PEMF to help revitalize what they're doing and help nourish the body as they're using their procedures to help those folks out. So there's a lot of information out there, testimonials. There are some testimonials that are available with that. But again, it's always a good to question. If you have a question you'd like to talk about it some other time, give me a call here at the office and we'd be happy to talk with you. Felicia, I spoke with you last week regarding two different founder cases. Vet came out Wednesday for an 8-week recheck. Been following the protocol listed in the guidelines. X-rays look fabulous. Good. Vet was so surprised. Air pockets in the lamina were completely gone. Horse jogged sound. He was to be euthanized 2 months ago. So thankful for MagnaWave. That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that, Felicia. And we see that a lot. It's just amazing what good oxygenated blood and improved blood flow can do for the body, sense of well-being, and the healing prospects of the body. I am using MagnaWave to deal with cancer pain and sharing papers with my oncologist. Great. Thank you so much, Nancy, for sharing with us. And that's always good to help everybody proceed and understand what's going on. Do you have any photos to share? Kate asks a question about photos to share about the Felicia's talking about the founder case. Folks are coming in asking questions. If you'd like to talk to me, text your name to 502-599-9722, and I will dial you up and we can have a conversation. Or again, if you're on CastBox, let me check here and see if we've had any calls. Nope, we're good there. If you would like to visit, give me a shout and we'll do that. Let's see. Treated a horse yesterday after they treated the pull and his nose started running. Could this be a form of sinus pressure being released or just a coincidence? Well, if you're treating the pull in the face area, a lot of folks will use, and I have used the MagnaWave with a coil over my face. If I've got sinus congestion, it's excellent to help relieve that. If you're treating the neck and the head, you can get good blood flow, improved blood flow to those areas, good oxygenation to relieve the sinus pressure, which could cause the nose to run or drooling. You'll quite often, if you're treating a horse, see them drool. I have watched people who are treating their back and they're just so relaxed that they have had a tendency to maybe drool a little bit just because they're relaxed and being treated. So always those types of situations. What are the energizer points and protocol on horses? Well, there are a couple of points, the aspirin point on the hock of a horse, and then there is a point, I can't tell you exactly where it is as I'm sitting here right this moment, but I forget, what do they call it? But they use it, I'll think of it, but they used to use it in the desert. And when they were having long trips, they would use that acupuncture point to get better distance, better energy out of their horses. And that's outlined in the protocols and available through the guidelines on the MagnaWave app. And let's see here. We got a question. Let me see if there's a question over here. Oh, they're going to post the questions to the group. All right. I do have a call here. Let's dial up the number. All right. There we go. Going to call Ashley.
Good morning,
Ashley. Hi, Ashley. This is Pat. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. Good day today.
Good day. Yes, sir. Question.
Yes, ma'am.
Starting with some human clients, we'll always start at the thigh and show them the different sensations, the feelings of the frequencies. And on three or four different people that I've, you know, we've moved up the leg, just again, having them experience it. And it seems like every person has had extra sensation in their hip joint or hip flexor muscle. So I'm just curious if that's common, if there's a reason why that is so much more sensitive than the other joint areas.
Well, you have a lot of muscle tissue, certainly in your back and your thigh area, your buttocks. There's so much more tissue there that someone can feel more movement there. And whether or not someone says they're having back pain, they may not be saying they have back pain, but in reality, they may be a little stiff or have a little back pain that they've learned to live with. And so when you begin to treat and you move up their leg and you get into their hips, they start feeling that and they'll feel that sensation. You know, we're walking, we're sitting, we're in our cars. Our posture is not always good in those situations. So again, as you move up the leg, they'll tend to feel it more or have more of a reaction. When you get to the knee or the ankle or an elbow or a wrist, quite often you turn the machine much higher before they really feel what's happening because, again, there's not as much muscle there, and so you have less tissue to do that. But that's not unnormal for someone to feel that. And people, most people have stress on their bodies in those areas, even though they may say to you, oh, I'm fine, I'm not having anything. When you, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I put it on someone's back and they'll say, well, I don't have any pain or any shoulder issue. I did it with a doctor a week ago in Lexington. We sat down and I said, he said, I'm not having any pains. I said, okay, let's just put it on your shoulder and show you what's happening. Put it on his left shoulder and he had some movement. He says, you know, I've had an issue on my right shoulder. Moved it over to his right shoulder and all of a sudden he was getting a lot of movement. And he just said, you know, I've just learned to deal with that, but I can really feel how that's getting deep into the area. So that's the situation when you're dealing with the hips and moving up the leg.
Right. Now, and this could be on the front of the individual. I was feeding my brother yesterday, who's in phenomenal shape, excellent nutrition. And this is more of a, hey, I'm going to do a lot of squats today. I want to do a pre-session before, pre-workout session.
Right.
And so we had treated him last week, and we had run it over the front of his hip, which is that hip flexor tie-in. And he was like, gosh, I have so much sensation right there on both of my hip flexors. And he's like, why is that? And I said, I don't know. I'm going to call Pat during office hours and ask a specific reason why, that particular area is more sensitive, even on a low setting.
Well, and great question. And here's an answer for you. He works out. He stresses those areas. So even though, again, he works out and he goes on and he feels fine, that doesn't mean that there's not stress in those areas. That doesn't mean that they need some rejuvenation, if you will, to help them recover and stay healthy. So even the best athletes in the world can still feel sensation. They're working. They work out to be strong and to be able to compete and be able to have better endurance, but the stress is still there. They still need to recover.
Right.
And in his situation, you were treating him pre-event, which is excellent to work things up, have the fluidity, have the freedom of movement in that area. So even though he works out to treat that area, it's telling you that, yes, there is stress there. And if he didn't recognize that, what happens a lot of times, particularly with animals, they don't tell you they're having a problem until it takes over. But with an athlete, with a human, they know, they can feel it. And in this case, he's got tension there, stress there. And so that's a message to him. Keep rejuvenating this, make sure you recover properly, and don't overdo it to stress it to the point of injury.
Okay.
Does that help?
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes. And so send a text or send an email to support@magnawavepemf.com. We'll put you in the drawing for the goodie bag today. And everybody who calls or visits with us will be entered to win that drawing. So support@magnawavepemf.com. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Great question when you're doing that. And it is amazing. You'll put that, and you can put somebody for example, on a mat. You put the mat behind their shoulders and they'll feel it in the left shoulder and not in the right shoulder or vice versa. But yet they'll tell you, oh, I'm okay. I don't have anything going on. But we all have, like I say, a lot of that stress in our body from our daily activities, working in the garden, what we're doing with our job as far as ergonomics are concerned, how we sit in our car, how many miles we ride on our bike, how much we run. So the effect on your ankles and knees and hips is there. That's part of the beauty of this therapy, is to help you recover, to keep those areas of your body in optimum health and an optimum situation to recover and to better heal themselves. Let's see, hip sensitivity. May it also be because of inflammation, tightness, etc., in the TFL muscle? Absolutely. You obviously, if there's movement or they're feeling it in the hip, there is inflammation. Inflammation is behind almost all pain, is a result of inflammation in the area. So if you have sensitivity, there's inflammation there. Even though you think, well, I haven't done anything to have this problem. You sleep. Sometimes I sleep differently and we do that. We sleep, we wake up in the morning, our shoulder hurts, or we got a lockjaw, or we've got a crick in our neck just because of the way we slept. And those things are there, and the inflammation is in those areas, and that's something that you need to deal with when you're approaching it. Did you do the drawing last week for the gift bag? Chris, we did the drawing last week for the gift bag. Who won?
Stephanie had that.
Oh, Stephanie has that information. But yes, we did do the drawing last week for the gift bag. And so anyone else will receive a piece of MagnaWave gear. Who called? And one person got the gift bag. Maybe we'll get Stephanie to tell us who the winner of the gift bag was last week. And we'll do that again. The gift bag has various things in it. Last week, it's a hoodie, one of the MagnaWave cups, some MagnaWave news and views is in there, a t-shirt, a hat, several things in the goodie bag that if you call and we talk, you'll be entered to win that one winner each week of that. But everyone who calls will receive a piece of MagnaWave gear. So Felicia, we're trying to find out who the winner was. Chris just ran down the hall to talk with Stephanie and bring us up to speed on that. Okay, any other questions? Let's see. Let me bring this up, see if we've had, nope, okay. No other text for a conversation. If you'd like to visit with me, 502-599-9722. Leave me your name, and I'd be happy to call you right back. On CastBox, you can go put the message in the CastBox chat box, or you can give me a call. Let's see if we've got anybody, listeners. Okay, we got some listeners on CastBox. Thank you. Appreciate you being here. And we'd be happy to discuss any questions you may have with regard to health and wellness and whether or not MagnaWave PEMF could be a benefit to you as you work on your daily health and wellness in your life. So simply give us a call, post the question, and I'd be happy to get right back to you. Let's see. Can you share some information on the program with Therasage? I am considering become certified in both areas. With massage therapy and MagnaWave. I don't have the specific information on that. When Chris gets back, maybe he'll be able to share some of that with you and with us on the Therasage program. It's a program where if you do, I do know basically, if you take the Therasage program and obtain their certification, then you receive a discount from MagnaWave on your attachments, or if you wanted to buy a machine or whatever you may like to do. Therasage, what is the situation with Therasage?
The students who come go there, and they can go and they can get trained how to use the machine and learn all about it. And then when they're done, they get a discount from us, and you know, they're already halfway through certification.
Oh, okay. So they're in the Therasage program. They are offering education on the MagnaWave and the PEMF for their students so they can learn about it. And then if they choose to have a machine after that, there's discounts available to them. And as Chris just pointed out, that takes them well down the road to completing our certification process. Let's see.
It was Ashley Watson.
Yes. Ashley, whoop, got switched over there. Ashley Watson won the gift bag last week. It contained several awesome MagnaWave items. So there you go. Very excited that she got that. So give me a call. We got one person in the drawing for the gift bag this week so far. So if you'd like to be entered to get the MagnaWave gift bag, just give me a call. Send me a text, 502-599-9722, or visit me on CastBox, and we will... Hazel says, I guess I didn't win last week. Haven't got my package yet. There you go, Hazel. Yes, another person won last week, but we'd love to give it to you if you were the winner this week. We want everybody to enjoy some MagnaWave gear and have a good interaction with us on the program. Any other questions, simply post it in the Facebook page. Here's Wei from Germany. The daughter of my friend had a vaccination in her arm and suffered from pain in her arm afterwards. Would it be possible to use MagnaWave? Yes. If someone's had an injection, and what we like to do, if someone receives an injection, give it a little time for the medication that they're using to get into the body and do its job, be assimilated into the body. If they're still having pain at the point of injection, and of course we do this in small animals, horses, and in people, if they have some pain at the site of the injection and you want to relieve that, Certainly. You could use a MagnaWave to help the oxygenation, help the blood flow, relieve the inflammation, and help the person potentially feel better in that area. Great question. We thank you for asking from Germany. So it's late, a little later in Germany than it is here in the morning. So that great question, and thanks for asking. A good review of PEMF and cancer is by Vidala at Cancer Medicine in Cancer Medicine. I don't understand if that's a phone number or what that, yeah, it doesn't, yeah. Nancy, maybe you could clarify that a little bit on the cancer report or testimonial that someone is sharing. Okay. Wrong place. Let me come back here to see if there's another question. Nothing on CastBox, nothing from Facebook or YouTube. Well, you need to ask so I can talk. I just don't want to sit here and talk. Let me see if I've got any other. Question. Can you use a Zoom box and paddle when a horse is wearing soft rides? Absolutely. You can use the Zoom box and paddle if the horse is in aluminum shoes, whatever type of shoe, no shoes, rubber shoes, soft ride shoes, doesn't make any difference. It'll go right through and it'll help stimulate the blood flow and the oxygenation in that area. So most certainly you can do that. Let's see. Got another question here. Is it possible for us to file with insurance for people who we are seeing if we are not a doctor? The quick answer to that is no. In the veterinary space, there are times when if a horse is insured and they want to have treatments, then the veterinarian can recommend and they will pay for those types of treatments. In the human space, it is a couple of things happen, but the modality itself needs to be approved, or not the modality, the device itself and the modality needs to be approved by or prescribed by the physician in order to have it paid. So if, for us as individuals to do insurance is not in the cards at this point in time. And then same thing, there are several modalities or several different devices that are approved for FDA use, but even some of those, some insurance companies don't cover, because you have the whole process after FDA is to get the individual insurance companies to agree to pay for the services. There are some insurance companies who will pay for a chiropractor or a doctor or someone to utilize the modality and the devices, but not totally across the board at this point. Let's see. That is the citation to give physicians so they can pull up paper. Nancy, I'm not sure what you're asking there.
It's a like a research documentation.
Character. Oh, they're looking for a research.
That's what she has.
Oh, okay. Is there a citation to give it? So that, yes, there are some, if you'll look on the website, there are some studies that have been done. If you go to the AOPP, the PEMFprofessionals.com, there are plenty of, if there's a specific indication, you can search on the PEMF Professionals website for indications, and they can pull that information up, show the studies that have applied to that. On our website, the MagnaWave website, we have studies that we have done specifically with our equipment to show, you know, there's a lot of studies out there over the years, thousands of studies, and they've been done with various machines, and people will come and say, well, this did this, but it's a different machine. Not that that makes any difference, but we wanted to have studies that were executed utilizing our equipment, our design of equipment, so we can talk more specifically about what happens with those types of arthritis, prostate health, migraine headaches, lumbar problems. We have done studies dealing specifically with those issues. And as you know, and we've discussed in the past, we have some additional studies that are taking place now. And it takes a long time to do the studies, qualify them, and then have them published. But there are studies out there that show, and they are available on our website or the AOPP, the PEMFprofessionals.com. Let's see. Good morning, Suzanne. Let's see, John's with us, just arrived. Have I missed anything interesting? Well, John, I'm going to call again this morning and talk and see. We're anticipating those final approvals from the CE folks any minute. And you're probably tired of me saying that, but it is coming. And I wouldn't be saying if it was something that wasn't imminent at this point. Lorraine asks, she treated a horse that had obvious infection. I really thought the owner needed to call the vet, but she didn't want to. I didn't feel comfortable continuing until the vet was called. Thoughts? Well, certainly you would, if there's an issue or a question, and the person should be encouraged to contact their veterinarian. With that said, if they decide that they want to do something, that's up to them in the veterinary world. The owner of the horse or the owner of the animal has ultimate say in what they want to do. That's just how things are shaken out. But people do talk to their vets and consult their vets. When we sit back and talk about what we're doing when you're dealing with the body to improve oxygenation and improve blood flow, that improved oxygenation can go a long way to fighting bacteria and to help improving, help the body better improve and deal with the infection or what's going on. And I understand if you're uncomfortable and someone doesn't want to do that, then that's a decision that you as a practitioner need to make, whether or not you want to proceed with that or really say that they need to do something. I would sit back personally what we used to do, let's say a horse would have an infection, dealing with a horse, and they're going to do something. We would always wait until the veterinarian was contacted. They did their first round of what they wanted as far as antibiotics or something like that. And then we would come in after for comfort and improved oxygenation to help the body again move along and better heal itself. On the human side, we always recommend that in precarious situations that you consult with your doctor to know what is going on in an infectious type of state. Never hurts to do that, and you should always approach things from that position. Okay. If someone has tested low adrenal output, cortisol, is it a good idea to treat the adrenals, or could you overwork them if you are putting energy in, but if someone is not addressing nutrition and sleep, etc.? Well, again, this is where it's important to know what the situation is with the person, with their medical history, and with the doctor. To treat the body, to improve, as I've said so many times, the oxygenation and the blood flow is not going to be a detriment to those types of situations that people may be experiencing. To treat the area, you might want to sit back and think, okay, I want to treat it on a more moderate type of setting, to just not to over-energize. But to over-energize is very difficult. But always keep in mind, to treat the body, to treat the torso and the good blood flow, that's going to go to all of these areas. You've heard me tell the story about someone who had suffered a stroke, and the family did not want to put a coil right on the head to help the area in that direct fashion is what they didn't want. So we placed the coil over the head on the shoulders, and we're treating, have the penetration going this way. So we were treating the area without directly treating it. Same thing. If you put it on your shoulders and you nourish your blood flow, are you going to help your hips? You're going to put good blood flow to your hips, good oxygenation to your hips, and that's a good thing. But you could also go straight to the hip and get a quicker result and more work, more success achieved in that situation. So to do an overall body for whatever the situation may be, in which we always talk about in horses, is to do an overall type of treatment to get good blood flow throughout the entire body. That's part of the action and where the good results come from with this type of equipment. Can you tell me what the protocols are for treating Bell palsy? Will MagnaWave help recover from it? There are testimonials from people who have suffered Bell's palsy. That's where you get a droopiness of the face or a partial paralyzation of the face, maybe on the left side or the right side. Sometimes it's painful, and quite often it's just debilitating to have your eye that way and not have the movement that you want and the associated pain. Can you treat those areas? Yes. what's it going to do? It's going to help oxygenation. It's going to help blood flow. It's going to help stimulate the nerves in the area. And we've heard had good testimonials from people that have suffered from those types of indications, seeing the recovery that they're looking for, working with their doctors to help them feel better and to progress through those types of situations. Again, a lot of issue depends on how long they've been dealing with it. The sooner you get to a situation, quite often, the better the result. You want to get at things before they have a chance to set in and become more debilitating as they are setting in into the body. So quick is good. It don't have to always be Johnny on the spot, but the sooner you get to a situation, the more promising the results might be. So the protocol would be simply to, I would recommend the large loop, holding it up to the face like this, and just treat the entire area, both sides, and to help it go. And then I would simply put it on my shoulders to treat up into the spinal area, up and down, because it's, everything's coming from that area. Whatever the cause was, don't know, but it's there. And so to treat the area directly like this, and then to come up and down, through the spine area and the neck would be a guideline for approaching to help someone be comfortable in those types of situations. Let's see. Have a friend who scheduled me to work on her niece that has been paralyzed for 10 years and experiences nerve pain daily. Question, what can we expect and how many treatments would you recommend and how often? 10 years is a long time, but people do have phantom pain. They do have nerve pain, even though they are paralyzed. And so what is the pain a result of? Inflammation, which is a result of being paralyzed, not moving properly, pressure that occurs on the nerves and the areas where it's coming. Perhaps there was a pinch or a sever, whatever it may be, over the years that causes them to have this pain. What you want to do is, here's the saying you've heard before, treat as long as function continues to improve. If you treat the person where they're having the pain, and then certainly to treat their spinal area just to help good nerve flow from the spine to the area where they're having the pain, but to treat that phantom area or that, I don't want to say phantom, but to treat, that's if there's an amputation, but to treat that area of pain could certainly provide some relief to someone. You want to make sure that you do it moderately because they probably will not have the sensation of feeling what you're doing. So you don't want to over-energize a particular area. But I would treat as long as function continues to improve and then as often as necessary to maintain that function. Certainly with that type of pain as a result of paralysis, you may not be able to relieve it for a long period of time, but you may be able to relieve it and then continue on a periodic basis to help it stay improved and in a better situation. Okay, hope that helps. Paralysis is a tough thing to deal with, but there is a possible, and there's been some testimonials. Take a look at the testimonial page on the website. Again, go to the Association of PMF Professionals, PMFprofessionals.com, and you can ask the question dealing with nerve pain as a result of paralysis. And I'm sure if there's any studies or things that are there, people can you can see those results and have a better indication of what you might want to do. Let's see. Good morning, Jeff. I've been treating a horse that started with lameness in the right back and a lot of movement over the ilium to a point and point of the hip of the right back after a few weeks of sessions working that area and the full body. I am now getting a lot of movement on the back left and spine and towards the point of the hip down the stifle, and now the lameness seems to be coming from the back left. I have recommended that they get a vet or chiropractor to look at the horse. They want to continue sessions to help inflammation, keep the inflammation down. What do you recommend with the switch in the area of showing lameness? Well, I hope I made sense when I read that question. But certainly what I've tended to do, and you're doing the right thing, if you treat an animal or a person and you treat them three or four times and they're not getting any relief, they need to probably see your chiropractor or their physician or their veterinarian if it's an animal, to see what else could be going on. Over the years, if I've treated a horse two or three times and he was not showing any marked improvement, but the problem was still there, that was my recommendation. Consult your veterinarian. Let them look at it. There could be something else going on deeper than what we are, someplace else from what we're treating. If someone wants to continue with full body sessions to reduce the inflammation and to help to potentially move the situation along, that's okay. I mean, you're helping the animal feel better. You're helping things that could potentially be better. But if it just does not start showing some regression, you need to, I would again recommend it, as you did, that they contact their veterinarian and get deeper into the situation. Let's see. Watching on house call with Cody, and was house Thanksgiving now, and we call spa day. Let me do that again. Watching on house call with Cody, who was in hospice before last Thanksgiving, now we call spa day. Great, Sandra. Oh, Sandra, thank you for sharing that. And that's always good to make people feel better, make animals feel better. And that's one of the things that's a great attribute that the PEMF has, is it does provide a sense of well-being while it's giving the body the opportunity to a better sense of healing and well-being. Lisa asked a question. She has a semi-5. What settings? Which question, Lisa, are you referring to? Let me see. Lisa asked, let me bring this down. Oh, okay. She's talking about the person that was paralyzed. And so she has the semi-5, what settings? I would say with the semi-5, you're going to be able to be at 4 or 5 with that lower powered device to treat those areas and treat the body. They'll know, but if it's too much, but it should not be an issue with that device. You should not have a power issue that you couldn't use the 4 or the 5 to provide better energy to the area. What I would recommend that you do is start on like 3. Treat them a couple of times on 3. See what's happening. See if they're starting to feel some relief in the area where they're having nerve pain, and then move it up from there. Just start low. Move higher as you go, as you know what their situation may be with the semi-3 or the semi-5. Can MagnaWave help with ADHD? I have a friend for her son. So what the situation with ADHD is, you want to provide a sense of well-being. You want to calm a person in many cases, so they're just calmer. They deal with their stress better in their day, or deal with what's going on. So most certainly, will a massage help relax someone, help someone be more focused, or help them with their ADHD? Most certainly, that's discussed a lot. So you could use a MagnaWave for a full body type of treatment, maybe shoulders and head for someone that's suffering with that, to give them a sense of well-being, to give them good oxygenation and blood flow, to help them be relaxed and to deal with the stresses of their day. That's another indication that you might want to go to the PEMFprofessionals.com, where you can search ADHD and PEMF, and so you'll get the results of studies that have been done with various pieces of equipment, all releasing the energy generated by PEMF, or pulsed electromagnetic field therapy. Let's see. That's the questions there. Let me come back here and see if we might have something on. Okay, let's see. Oh, here are some questions here. Egal asked, what on CastBox, what is PEMF? PEMF is pulsed electromagnetic field therapy. We take a generator, we have a coil that's got copper wire in it. And when the electric charge goes through that copper wire, it presents a magnetic field that is absorbed into the body, Egal, and basically improves the circulation in the body, which helps the well-being and the healing of the body. And when do you use magnetic field therapy? Well, you use it when you have pain. This is another question on CastBox by, I believe it's Igal, I-G-A-L. And so you use it when you're having pain to help relieve the inflammation. They're basically inflammation reduction devices, Igal. You put the good oxygenated blood, you put the field into the body, helps the oxygenation of the blood. Good oxygenated blood will reduce inflammation. If you reduce inflammation, you relieve pain. So you could use this therapy anytime you want to do that. I use it every night, every day to treat my prostate area. I had some prostate issues 3 years ago, so I always want to keep the inflammation. I always want to be treating my prostate area to stay ahead of any issues that I may have. I can tell if I miss 3 or 4 days, things change a little bit. So I want to continually do that and stay with it. But that's when you would use it. If you have shoulder pain, for example, you would use it as often as necessary to help relieve your shoulder pain. When someone has consumed too much iron and there's a buildup of iron in a particular organ, well, what do you want to do? You want to improve blood flow to that area, Agal, and help move things that shouldn't be there out, heavy metals and so forth. So you just want to, again, have good oxygenation, good blood flow to the body. And could that be beneficial for helping where you have too much of a buildup of substance in the body? Could potentially be good for that. You stimulate the magnets to stimulate the movement in the organ. That's what he's talking about. And blood acids to break down the irons that are in the body, to break down the irons and help move them. And it's one of the things that PEMF does, Agal, is it helps stimulate the lymphatic function, to help stimulate the lymphatic system of the body, to get rid of toxins, to get rid of things out of the body that don't need to be there or shouldn't be there. So that is good. He's talking about takes long time, 4 to 12 hours of intensive therapy. With our type of device, and I'm not sure what type of device he's talking about there, but with our type of device, treatment times are often just 15 or 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Much more than that is overkill for an area, but it's a high power. It penetrates the whole body and helps stimulate things. So you wouldn't need to do it. That's one of the beauties of PEMF, is that you can utilize it, get a quick response, and you don't have to do it for long periods of time. Hours on end in order to get the result that you're hopefully looking for, or to enhance whatever you're working with to be relieved. It's a lot of conversation going on here in CastBox that are not particularly questions, but they're kind of talking back and forth, which is fine. If you have a particular question, simply put it in there and I'd be happy to answer it. Let me see if there's anybody over here wanting to have a conversation. Nope. Don't forget, if you call, you'll be entered to win the goodie bag, a mug, a hoodie, t-shirt, hat, news and views, whatever. There'll be some neat stuff in there, and text your name to 599-9722, and I'd be more than happy to talk with you. Let's see. We've got someone. Is this someone wanting to? Oh, Agal is waiting. All right. Let's see what we got. Good morning, Agal.
Hi.
Are you there?
Good afternoon here. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I really like what you're talking about. It's a good therapy for people's health, and it can treat like severe problems in the body.
Great. Thank you. Where are you calling from?
London.
London. Great. Appreciate your calling. What time is it there?
2:48.
2:48 in the afternoon. That's not so bad.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, great. Some of your comments were very good, but that's what we're doing. Did you have a specific question?
Why is it so bad to have a deposit, like a buildup of like ions? Because we, in a lot of the foods we eat, there's iron in it naturally. And
right.
Why is it bad if it like all deposits in certain places, or you know, it doesn't stimulate and move out through the body?
Your question is, will this help relieve the body of the iron buildup?
Yeah, that's a good start.
Yeah, as I was explaining a moment ago, just the improved oxygenation, improved blood flow, the stimulation of the lymphatic system. What our machine does, Agal, is the pronunciation Agal, is that how you spell it, pronounce your name?
Egal is nice. I like Egal.
Okay,
so the way you pronounce it is very well, thank you.
Okay, great. So, Egal, what happens is you feel our device. With a high-powered PMF device, you actually feel it on the body. You will get movement if you're treating your shoulder, for example. Your shoulder will move. You will feel the energy going into your body. And one of the things that that does is it stimulates, it massages, if you will, the body and causes the blood and stimulates the lymphatic system to help get rid of things in the body that shouldn't be there or don't need to be there, toxins, whatever. Potentially the buildup of the of the iron, so it helps flush the body, basically.
Like I don't know you personally, and I'm not selling the product at all. I'm just saying from the scientific point of view, like if you have a buildup of like say in your kidney of iron, because you know or your kidneys has to process like a lot of I think your blood has to go through it. I'm not sure exactly, but. If there's a big buildup of iron, then the magnet has there's a magnet in the earth that holds us all together and holds the world together. So if it's building out in one place, it's going to be pulling down and it's going to be pulling in towards the magnet, and it could be painful. And
great comment, great question. What the difference is? This is our device, and PEMF itself does not pull like a magnet. So you don't have a situation where you put it on your body over your kidney, for example, and because it's trying to get rid of the iron, let's say, it's not going to pull the iron, causing pain, causing a situation like that. Basically, what the magnetic field does that we produce is it penetrates the body and allows the body to things to flow in the body more comfortably.
But then again, it can pull in the opposite direction, creating a friction to break up the buildup.
It won't do that. It doesn't pull. It doesn't. Our devices are not like magnets that they pull and cause friction. That doesn't happen.
I believe you held it in the opposite like the opposite place to where, say, the ground. It would pull it up, and there'd be a bit of a pulling and competition. Yeah,
again, it's not, we don't have, our result is not like the gravitational pull of a magnet. We just create the field. We create an energy field that penetrates the body that can be beneficial to help those types of situations.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I'm thinking in like for the worst case scenarios, like they have those machines called, don't they have machines that like in the hospitals? I forgot what they're called. They're very radioactive. Or is that for something else?
That's something else.
That's something else, yeah?
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about, though?
I have an idea what you're talking about.
I think that's to read inside.
Yeah, lot to understand.
Yeah, great stuff.
Thanks, Egal. Thanks you so much for calling. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
A gal calling from London had some questions about, and that's a good, we call it pulse electromagnetic field therapy. So a lot of times people think, is it going to pull like a magnet? If I put it on the table, is it going to pull this screw across the table? If I have a implant in my body, a wire, screw, a rod or something like that, is it going to pull those and make for discomfort or heat up? No. It's not like that. It's not a pulling magnet. It just creates a magnetic field that penetrates the body and does what it what we talk about as far as we're talking about. So great question from a gal, and we certainly appreciate that. Let me check the text line over here, see if we got any. Nope, everything's quiet there. Let's go back and have a look at can you share the text number again? I sure can. 502-599-9722. It's on the screen there. 502-599-9722. Lori, put it in there and we'll do that and certainly get back to you. We do have a question. Jeff was talking about with Semi-3 for a session for the whole body, any equine attachment, if I cannot get higher than medium, do I need to double the treatment time? I understand that on less sensitive areas, I will need to. And the question is, when you're using the Semi-3, do you need to increase your treatment time? if you're using the large loop, or if you're using the wave wings, and you're treating the overall body with like that, you don't really need to increase your treatment time. If you're dealing with a situation, let's say you've got a sacral area you're dealing with, and you put the butterfly up on the sacrum, and you see some movement, and with the semi-3, with the semi-5, or with the Maya, or one of the other devices, you might turn it up a little bit to get deeper into those situations. What you want to do with the semi-3 is to treat longer. You might treat twice what would be the normal time. So if it's a 5-minute treatment, you may do it for 10 minutes. So yes, with the lower power devices, in many situations, you can treat longer. If you're doing an overall body treatment, you don't necessarily have to treat a lot longer, because you're just massaging the area. You're manipulating the body to make it feel better and have better blood flow. Okay, let's see here. We got a call coming in. Let me go back and dial it up. And this is Ashley calling in. Oh, that's not it. I dialed the wrong number. Did the wrong one. Let's do this. It's Lori calling in. I'm sorry. I dialed the wrong one on the pad here. Here we go. Now we'll get Lori.
Hello.
Hi, Lori. This is Pat Ziemer.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for calling.
Yes, ma'am.
So I have a new client that I was working with for a little back, and she also talked to me about a goiter she has in her throat.
Uh-huh.
And I started doing a little bit of research on it, but have you had any experience with that and any recommendations?
Well, I mean, the recommendation is to treat comfortably. And sure. To treat over the area, certainly it's a buildup of inflammation. It's the tissue certainly becoming inflamed or growing, if you will. And so, can you relieve that and reduce that potentially just by having, again, better blood flow and better oxygenation to the area? In many cases like that, you can help the body control it so it doesn't get worse. Some indications you can, that's one of the things that's the accomplishment. It's not going to progress. For example, with arthritis, if you're getting a buildup of arthritis in your hands or in your elbow or wherever it may be, by treating, you're going to slow that process down, or in some cases pretty well stop it from progressing. Once it's there, can you get it to go away? That's a different story. It depends how long it's been there, how severe it is. Those types of situations. For example, with neuropathy in the feet, people with diabetes, one of the monikers that doctors use, if it's not more than 85% damaged, we can get some reversal and some improvement. So that's the same thing. My recommendation would be to try it, treat the area. How often? I always like to say go 4, 5, 6 times in a row and see how things are, and then treat as necessary to help it continue to improve.
So you're saying 4 to 5 times a week for like 2 weeks and just see if there's any change?
Yes, absolutely. That would be my recommendation.
Then, I mean, obviously I was going to do a very low setting. I have the max, and of course I was going to use like the small coil just
perfect.
Next to the area.
That's perfect. That's exactly what I would do, and I'd start low. You know, when you're dealing on the neck now, you're going to, you know, if they've got fillings or stuff in their, you know, work in their mouth, it may be a bit uncomfortable. So you want to make sure you're low so they don't have discomfort in their mouth. But you can, by using the small loop like that or the butterfly, you can kind of segregate it from the mouth. So you're not actually getting it, you know, depending on the direction that you're approaching.
Now, I know that what I understood about the goiters is that most of them are a lack of iodine in the diet. So I was also going to, of course, treat the organs and the lower back and try to get that stimulating just because that's what I always do with anybody with any problem. I always go after the lower back area first to wake up the organs.
Perfect. And that's a great way to say it. Wake up the organs, help the blood flow in the organs, help the organs replenish themselves so they can better do their job to create the iodine that they need or whatever needs to happen, or to enhance the iodine that the doctor is prescribing to help someone in their health and wellness. Great, great aspect to approach those areas. Absolutely.
There we go. Okay. And then one last thing. She also has a little bit of an issue with the varicose veins. Of course, I can't help but think that everything's related, but And I've treated a few people now with that. And I just use a large loop and I just wrap it around the general areas. Have you seen success in, some people have pain with that, but most of it is just, they don't like the sight of it.
Yeah. You know, dealing with the sight, that's a tough one. The sight of it is a tough one. That's one of those situations. Can maybe we improve the circulation in the area, the overall body health that it slows it down, doesn't get any worse. I can't say that I've had someone tell me that they've seen a diminishing the look that they don't like, but certainly to slow down the progression to help the pain that is associated with that, most certainly.
And then one last question. I know I've been following a little bit about the Vox Box that you guys have collaboration with them.
Uh-huh.
With that, those would probably help if the varicose veins were in the calves.
Most certainly.
I mean, most are in the thighs, but have you seen
People, the Vox socks, I wear them all the time. And they do help the balance. They do help how you feel and your feeling in your legs and feet. So certainly that could be an advantage to that. Most certainly.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And send an email to
support.
Yeah. Send an email to support at magnawavepmf.com and you'll be entered in the drawing for the goodie bag.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for all your help.
Uh-huh. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see. Great, great questions. Let's see. They're still talking on the CastBox app. If you have a specific question, and simply put it in there and I'd be happy to answer. And let's see what we got here. Come over to... Does the sole also need to double the time? Well, again, depending on the indication that you're dealing with, the sole could require some additional time to get the result that you're looking for. For example, again, if you're treating my knee with the Max or the Maya or the Pulse Pro, you can turn it way up before it gets to be uncomfortable to the area. With the sole, you go all the way up and you're feeling it and it's there. Do you need to double the time necessarily? No, but you could comfortably double the time and you don't have that a situation that you're over energizing or anything like that. So, but in when you're dealing specific areas, knees, ankles, wrist, hands with the sole machine, certainly to increase the time that you're treating can give you some added benefit because you can't turn it as high as you can the Pulse Pro or the Maya or the Max. Hope that helps. Sandra. Oh, that's Sandra. Yeah, there you go. Good question. Folks, if you have any other questions, simply put them in the chat box on YouTube or on Facebook and they'll come up for me. Let's see. Question here. Is the Vibration Oasis mat compatible with the Semi 3? Yes. We do have an adapter that works with the Semi 3 that does work with the Oasis mat. Now, the new Semi 3s, I believe, are going to have a different attachment plug. So we'll need to get some adapters for that so they can be used with the. But if you have an older, I say older, something that within the last month is. Have we changed the plugs on this Semi 3 at this point?
The new catalog goes up today, but they are all twist plugs now.
They're all the new Semi 3s as of now are single twist plug, which we'll need to get a new adapter for. The older Semis that have the single black plug in, we do have adapters for those that work perfectly with the Wave Oasis bed. All right, let's see. Any other questions? Simply put them up there. I'd be happy to take a look. All right. Let's see how we doing. Oh my gosh, we're over time and we need to get ready to come back next week. So I want to thank you for being with us today. And again, if you have any questions, simply post them, send me an email to patzemer@magnawavepmf.com. Call the office, put them on Facebook, wherever you want to do. We'll be happy to answer those questions for you to get you the answers that you're looking for. So I've enjoyed being with you today. Time flies when you're having fun and answering questions. So I'll be back next week on Tuesday with the MagnaWave Office Hours. Pat Zemer from MagnaWave saying thank you for joining me. Have a great week. Wave on to better health. Bye-bye. those on CastBox. Thank you for joining me. We'll be back, and thank you so much. Have a great day.